Revelation chapter 19. After these things, I heard something like the roaring sound of a large crowd in the heavens saying, Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God. For his judgments are correct and just, for he has judged the great prostitute, she who corrupted the earth with her defiling intercourse, and he has taken revenge for the blood of his servants at her hand. And a second time they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living beings fell down and worshipped God, who sits on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came out from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both the insignificant and the important. And I heard something like the sound of a large multitude, like the sound of rushing water, and like the voice of roaring thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, for his wife has prepared herself. And it was granted to her to dress herself in fine linen, spotless and radiant. For the fine linen represents the righteous acts of those set apart for God. And he said to me, Write, those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb are blessed. Then he said to me, These words of God are true. And I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Be careful not to do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God! For the testimony of who and what Jesus is comes through those speaking for God by the Spirit. Then I saw the heavens opened, and look, there was a white horse, and he who sat on it was called Faithful and True. He is the one who judges and wages war in righteousness. His eyes are a flaming fire. On his head are many diadems, having names written on them, even names which no one understands but he himself. He is clothed in a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in the heavens followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, spotless and brilliant. A sharp double-edged sword came out of his mouth, so that he would strike the nations with it, and he will rule them with a scepter of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God, the Almighty. He has on his garment, even on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, calling to all the birds that fly in midair, Come and be gathered together to the great feast of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves, both the insignificant and the important. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the one who sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured along with the false prophet, who performed the signs in his presence, with which he deceived those who received the impression of the character of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword of the one who sat on the horse, even the sword which came out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. This is the end of Revelation chapter 19.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.